Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Steelers running back situation. The running back room is in flux. Who knows what's going to happen with James Conner? Jim, one would guess that he's probably going to be out of town. You have Benny Snell around, so you have that situation in there. But Mark Ingram overnight, he's going to be released by the Baltimore Ravens. He's 31 years old. He was a healthy scratch for four of the Ravens' final playoff contests, or for the Ravens' final contests, including the playoff game. The Ravens are going to create $5 million in salary cap space. You could say, Mark Ingram, he's washed up. He's all washed up. He's not any good anymore. Or you could say, Mark Ingram, what can you get out of that guy for cheap, for $1.5 million, $2 million? You look at Leonard Fournette, and I'm not necessarily comparing the two, but I am salary-wise. You can get a cheap guy that could potentially help you out, and Leonard Fournette's playing the NFC Championship game. You know, Mark Ingram, again, is beat up. He's maybe a guy that's best days are behind him. But if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you have your running back room and what it looks like right now, and you're going into a year and you have a decision to make, and you need a lot of help at offensive line, and I don't know when you're going to get around to drafting a running back. And running backs, a lot of people say, are a dime a dozen, and you don't take them in a draft, or at least you don't take them high. And you have McFarland, and you have Snell, and Connor's probably going to be gone. I would be, and this is probably an unpopular opinion, I'll get drilled for, it's fine. I would have already, before everybody woke up, had 100 messages, if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, into Mark Ingram's agent overnight, seeing what he wants, where he wants to go, what he wants to do.
You know, my thoughts on that, of course you'd look into it. But the other part of it is do you think that Ingram would be interested in the Steelers? Are the Steelers in a position now where, like a veteran like that who would come in and be a role player still, which he was with Baltimore in the end, would he want to join a team like the Steelers where the arrow, quite honestly, is pointing down?
He doesn't have a lot left in his career. And people say this. Here's the blowback you get from Steeler fans, okay? Oh, well, he's done. He's finished. Okay, that's great. He's done. He's finished. Or he's nearing the end of the road. You want Jalen Samuels on a football team? Like, everybody who's a Steeler fan, this blows me away in this town. This team just got their ass kicked. Ass kicked by the Cleveland Browns, and you want to be choosy about people you're going to go out and get. Like, do you think some third or fourth round running back that you plug into a football game against the Browns, against the Bengals, against the Ravens, is going to next year give you more than Mark Ingram? You know, again, for five snaps a game, for potentially bowling the ball in from the 3 yard line. You know, that's just, we've become, I think, in the losing here in Pittsburgh, we've become snobby in a way, and I don't understand it. I don't understand that. And your point is, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to want to come to a place. I don't think he's going to have a whole lot of options. He's not going to have somebody open the door and say, "You're our guy. You're going to get 25 carries a game. Come on, you're Mark Ingram. Let's go." He's 31-year-old running back, but I do think he'll get another chance to hang on somewhere and get a couple carries somewhere. And why not Pittsburgh?
Well, like I said, I'd look into it. And certainly you make the phone call, you gauge the interest, you talk to your scouts, and you go with what the scouts' opinion is of whether or not he could help the Steelers. My guess is that their conclusion would be that, you know, they need so much more help in so many other areas that it's probably not going to happen. But, you know, for an extra piece in a backfield, a guy who's a veteran, and like you said, is a goal line option, sure,
Yeah, and he's going to want to play for a good team, or at least a team that gives him a chance to get to the playoffs, perhaps advance beyond that and make a little bit of a run. The Steelers, however bad they are, they give you a chance to get to the playoffs, one would think, or at least get in that single elimination tournament, as Mike Tomlin puts it. So I think in looking at him, he may be, you know, as people put it all the time, well, he could, and you'll see this on social media, Mark Ingram's done, Mark Ingram's done. Okay, you have the ball at the five-yard line, and your Benny Snell is hurt. And James Conner's gone. And Anthony McFarland is set out wide because Matt Canada's doing something zany because that's what he does. Do you want to give the ball to Jalen Samuels or do you want to give it to Mark Ingram? There's a lot of people that might say Jalen Samuels. And let's say you're playing a division game and it's week four next year. Which back do you want to give it to? You know, I think that's a real question. And I don't think the Steelers are in a position right now for guys like the Mark Ingrams of the world to just say, nah, he ain't good enough. Just being the Pittsburgh Steelers anymore isn't going to invite free agents that are great. And where they are in terms of the draft, in terms of an offensive lineman that you're going to have to take pretty high, you're not going to go out and you're not going to take a first-round running back. And I don't think they're going to take a plug-and-play running back at any point in the draft. It's just, it's something I would definitely kick the tires on. There's no question about it. And I think people that snobbily just turn their nose up at this are missing the boat. Again, there's probably little chance they get a guy like Mark Ingram, but the thought from Steeler fans, we're too good for a Mark Ingram, he's washed up. I don't necessarily know if that's fact, Jim.
Like I said, make a phone call and you know see what they talk to your scouts, but they would probably take a chance on an undrafted free agent. Not that they're going to find what James Robinson, like the Jacksonville Jaguars did, but they need help up front before they need to think about signing running backs.
That running back room does concern me though next year. You know, I'm not the Steelers need to run the football. I think they need to run the football every once in a while. And the crazy part about it, I watched that game again the other night. That first drive, James Conner ran the football against Cleveland as hard as he had since September. He really, before the Ben pick, it looked like those first three, four plays that James Conner was running the football hard and he was going to have an okay. It was mind-boggling what happened.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.